This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has ditched preparations to ask about sexual orientation and gender identity in the 2021 census, although a question whether people are male, female, or non-binary is still under consideration. In response, Equality Australia joined health organisations and community groups to call on the national census to re-include these questions so that no Australian is left behind when the government plans healthcare and social services programs. The wellbeing NGOs issued a joint statement calling on the ABS to collect appropriate and meaningful data on sexual orientation, gender identity and intersex status in the 2021 census for the very first time. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce is reportedly marrying his partner, Shane Lloyd, at a ceremony in Sydney early this month. As the second anniversary of Australian marriage equality nears, the couple has decided to tie the knot in circular key at the Museum of Contemporary Art, where Mr. Joyce is a member of the board. Were high-profile campaigners during the 2017 Campaign for Same-Sex Marriage, with Joyce making a $1 million donation to the Yes campaign. The New South Wales Greens have had to apologise after a trans-exclusionary article was published in its members' magazine, which questioned the ability of trans women to serve in women's roles within the party. The article, titled Sex, Gender, Women and the Greens, was written by a member of the party's Marrickville branch and repeatedly suggested that trans women are not women, asking, "Do I have to cop the uncritical agenda that male-to-female trans people must be regarded as legally, socially and biologically no different from natal women?" New South Wales Greens co-convener Rochelle Flood and Newtown MP Jenny Leong issued a statement calling the article completely unacceptable and apologised for the article. Australian journalist and social commentator Prue McSween has used a transgender slur when commenting on a new line of non-binary dolls. Mattel, the makers of iconic children's doll Barbie, released their new Creatable World range last week, which gives kids a blank canvas to create their own character. The dolls feature over 100 different combinations of clothes, hairs and accessories. McSween said she opposed the dolls as they could brainwash children to abandon traditional gender roles, while noting that dolls such as Barbie continue to reinforce unhealthy gender stereotypes of women being domesticated and homely. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A trans man has accused the Sunday Times of a witch hunt after they used his photo for a story about trans women playing rugby. The paper ran a piece about injury fears and the biological advantages around trans women in sport, but inaccurately used a photo of rugby player and trans man Verity Smith. The paper has since printed a retraction stating that the photo was inappropriate for the piece. American heptathlete Erica Bogard says she wasn't trying to make a political statement by wearing pride shoes in Qatar. Bogard told The Times she wore the rainbow trainers for the IAAF World Athletics Championships and she just really likes the colourful shoes. She says she's not afraid of the consequences of wearing the sneakers despite homosexuality being illegal in the conservative nation. LGBT rugby player Ali Brigginshaw has backed Israel Folau's return to rugby league. The 31-year-old out Queensland captain told Hit 105 on Friday she doesn't believe that Folau should be blocked from returning to the sport, despite his recent comments that hell awaits gay people. Brigginshaw says Folau shouldn't stop playing rugby just because he was prevented from joining the Tongan national team, as he's entitled to his opinion. And finally, New Zealand radio host Sean Plunkett has come under fire for telling All Blacks star TJ Perenara to stop making comments about welcoming gay players to rugby. Perenara told LGBT publication Express magazine the All Blacks would be open to welcoming an out teammate, but Plunkett says he should stop making inclusive comments and stick to playing rugby. Perenara's wife Greer came to her husband's defence online, saying Plunkett shouldn't be put off by people who are accepting of others, and that she encourages her husband to keep using his platform for good.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Q QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.